Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
From the Manhattan Cruise Terminal, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Here's your cruise news for Friday, April 8th, 2022. Earlier this week, Royal Caribbean announced the name of its sixth Oasis-class ship during a steel-cutting ceremony for its current new build. The megaship will be called Utopia of the Seas and be the line's first Oasis-class vessel that's powered by LNG. Utopia is set to debut in 2024 and will become the largest cruise ship in the world at the time, surpassing sister ship Wonder of the Seas. And Carnival Cruise Line has announced that along with its daily gratuity hike, the cost of its Cheers drink package, Wi-Fi, and some specialty restaurants will be going up as of May 1st. If purchased in advance, the Cheers package will be going from $51.95 per day to $59.95 per day. The onboard per day cost will go from $56.95 to $64.95. Some specialty restaurants will also be seeing an increase, such as the Steakhouse, from $38 to $42 per person, as well as Cucina and Gigi's Asian Kitchen from $15 to $18 per person. And finally, the internet. The social and value Wi-Fi plans will also see an increase of a couple of dollars per day, because their Wi-Fi is just so great, it deserves an upcharge. And finally, four large cruise ships docked in San Juan, Puerto Rico on Tuesday with over 15,000 cruise guests in port in one day. MSC Seashore and Allure of the Seas arrived in the morning, and in the afternoon, Celebrity Edge and Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas. San Juan reopened to cruise ships last summer when Carnival's Mardi Gras called there in early August. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 1%, 18.76. Royal Caribbean down 1.3%, 79.20. And Norwegian down 1.5%, 20.36. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in New York City, rain, the Intrepid right behind me. I'm Doug Parker for Cruise News Today. Have a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.